USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is closely monitoring a pair of Iranian ships that may be headed to Venezuela. It's unclear if the ships are carrying weapons. Iran and Venezuela are allies and have been the subjects of stiff American sanctions. President Biden will not be reluctant about raising certain issues with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two leaders meet later this month, so said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the briefing.
I don't think we're setting this up to be a meeting where is going to be, an outcome that resolves every issue or every challenge in our relationship.
Republicans on Capitol Hill criticizing the Biden administration for waiving sanctions on a Russian pipeline to Germany. Facebook banning former President Trump until 2023 when they'll revisit their decision. USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. economy added 559,000 jobs in May. That's about 100,000 less than economists were predicting. The unemployment rate also falling to 5.8%. Reacting to those job numbers, former economist under former President Trump, Stephen Moore, tells Fox News.
Joe Biden is right. America is back big time. We're seeing, pretty nice gains in employment. The biggest problem, though, today is we've got 8 million unfilled jobs, and restaurants and stores and construction sites cannot get their workers back on the job because we're paying people so much money. We have a new study saying $80,000 a year in government benefits.
Major League Baseball is offering free tickets to bribe Americans to roll up their sleeves. The league has announced its MLB Vaccinate at the Plate program. All 30 clubs will host at least one event this month where fans will get a free ticket if they get their COVID-19 shot at the event. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A famous criminal defense attorney has passed away.
F. Lee Bailey, a criminal defense attorney best known for representing O.J. Simpson during his murder trial, has died in Atlanta, his family has announced. He died while in hospice, but the family declined to reveal why. He also represented Patty Hearst for crimes she committed with the Symbionese Liberation Army after the group kidnapped her. Bailey was 87. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Duke University men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski is stepping down at the end of next season after 41 years. He tells NBC's Today Show he got into coaching because he wanted to have a positive impact on young men.
When I was 16, my coach had that impact on me and one of my teachers in high school, and I wanted to be a coach since I was 16 years old, and that was the reason. Now, the wins come as a result of having great relationships.
Coach K also tells the Today Show about how he's changed in 41 years.
Oh, I know a lot more. I have better balance. I have 10 grandchildren now. That's a big thing. But the one constant, I'm always trying to learn, and I think I've listened better. I don't micromanage.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.